Hashtag Windy City Nation.
Welcome to the Windy City Bulls pregame show on SportsTownChicago.com, part of the Be On Air Network.
And we welcome you on this Friday night inside the Sears Center Arena, your home for Windy City Bulls basketball, right here on SportsTownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Radio Network. I'm Ryan Fade, taking you here on your pregame show festivities up to the top of the 7 p.m. hour as your Windy City Bulls welcome in a Central Division foe in the Canton Charge. But before we get to tonight's matchup, joining me here on the pregame show, kind of a bit of a mix-up here we're doing. We usually have Jordan Beasley on, the communications associate for your Windy City Bulls, on at this time, but instead we've gone up in the department levels around here. We've decided to bring on his boss instead. Maybe a better on-air talent. That's a story for another time, but we'll let that go as needy. She is the lovely manager of communications and the community relations team for your Windy City Bulls. It is the one and only Kaylin Hutchinson. Kaylin, welcome to the broadcast.
Hello, thank you.
So thanks for joining me here. And tonight is a unique night here at the Sears Center Arena because in the upper deck here of the arena, as we look across the floor from us, we're going to have a furry friend in the house here tonight. Is that correct?
That's correct. It is dog night, so we are super excited. It's presented by Mueller, so fans are able to bring their pups, their dogs, their furry friends. They're up there in the 200 level. It's pretty cool.
So, now I gotta ask. Now, I know some people are dog people, some are cats. I know tonight's dog night. Just because it's probably, you can be honest with me.
Yeah.
Dogs or cats? Where are we in Where are we in this department?
I don't discriminate. But I do love dogs. You know, cats are great too. But I love the energy of dogs. So this is kind of my night.
Okay. So is there going to be times where we're seeing you sneaking off into the upper decks, a section like 203, 204? Is that possible?
Absolutely. There's some Great Danes up there. We've got some Golden Doodles. So that's what I'm here for.
Okay. Well, you know what? That's good to know. And I may sneak away myself during the game. And I just said that on air, unfortunately. But nevertheless, just for those of us who, you know, since you're new to our radio broadcast, I know you've been on TV quite a bit, and you're going to be doing that even more here tonight. Just kind of talk about, you know, what your role is with the Windy City Bulls, and, you know, what are the things that, you know, you do behind the scenes that maybe a lot of our fans don't notice that, you know, they see online.
Yeah, for sure. So on the communication side, I serve as the liaison between our media, so all things public relations. So if anyone wants to do an interview with our team, I'm managing that. And then, of course, just social media, all that good stuff. On the community relations side, that's more so how are we impacting the Hoffman Estates community. So really getting the players out and about, as well as our staff, and volunteering where we can, especially during the holiday season. So it's pretty fun.
Now, I know you've been around here a couple seasons now. What's been one of the nice things with your role that you've got that you really enjoy out of it, whether it's doing the communication side of things or doing stuff in the community? What's the one thing you really value with that, with being a part of a wonderful organization like Windy City?
Yeah, I just love that we're able to bring Chicago Bulls basketball, Windy City Bulls basketball, to the suburbs here. I think that's my favorite part. I grew up a basketball player. I love the game of basketball. So the fact that we are able to bring this out to the community is my favorite part. And we're really doing that on the ticket sales side, community relations, communications. It's just bringing a really fun family thing to Hoffman Estates, and I love that.
Now, this is the first of a back-to-back that we've got here tonight. We'll be seeing Capital City here tomorrow night. And tomorrow night is a holiday theme. You know, Christmas holidays are coming around the corner. I asked Jordan this when South Bay was in town back on the 3rd. I'm going to ask you the same question. Do we have a Christmas sweater? Are we breaking one out tomorrow night? Where are we on the festivities for a Christmas outfit here?
Yeah, you know, I don't have an ugly sweater or anything, but I certainly have a fun red blazer, and we're giving away holiday socks to our fans, so I'll probably be rocking those tomorrow.
And I even got holidays cookies here courtside for everybody as well, so I'm already getting ahead of myself here on Dog Night with that. But I'll let you get back to what you need to do. I know you even got a TV halftime interview that you're going to be doing as well. So you're working your way down press row here.
Yeah.
I got to admit, you're doing everything around, you know, the scorer's table here. So
I'm trying.
as always, thank you for joining me here on the pregame show. Hope to have you around more often as well. You're one of the more fun people to be around here. I know the guys, Julio and Kristen, I appreciate it. And your work around here that we see online personally really helps us a lot out as broadcasts. So believe me when I tell you, we appreciate the hard work you put in behind the scenes.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
All right, that's Kaylin Hutchinson, your manager of communications and community relations for your Windy City Bulls. I have my interview with Windy City Bulls head coach Charlie Henry coming up next on the other side of this timeout as the pregame show continues on and your home for Windy City Bulls basketball, SportsTownChicago.com, and the Windy City Bulls Radio Network.
How's it going? My name is Edgar Ibarra, and I'm very grateful for all the knowledge I receive at the Illinois Media School. My 15-year career in radio has been a dream come true. I'm a radio DJ, I'm on the air, and I get to be a program director for two radio stations in Wisconsin. My dream became a reality with the Illinois Media School. Illinois Media School is a great school with great teachers and former students now working in the industry today on the radio stations you listen to and on the TV stations you watch every day. Illinois Media School, check it out. For more details, beonair.com.
I couldn't have said it better myself. This is Jonathan Hood, instructor at the Illinois Media School, formerly Illinois Center for Broadcasting. So many reasons for you to consider Illinois Media School: financial aid for those who qualify, real-world hands-on experience, internships, and so much more. Don't just take my word for it. Set up a tour at one of the two Chicagoland locations. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to learn more. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
It's Frankie Robinson. The Illinois Media School, formerly the Illinois Center of Broadcasting, provides hands-on broadcasting and online media training in fully equipped radio and TV studios and web-based computer labs. The instructional staff consists of broadcast media and professionals like myself with many years of broadcast and online media experience. I've watched some of my former students get jobs and excel in the industry. Upon graduation, students are well-prepared to enter the broadcast media industry. Check out our campus in Chicago and Lombard and visit beonair.com. That's beonair.com to learn how to get started.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Where Chicago sports live, sportstownchicago.com.
Welcome back to the Windy City Bulls pregame show here on sportstownchicago.com. As always, joined at this time by Windy City Bulls head coach Charlie Henry. Coach, it hasn't been the greatest of stretches for you guys, four games in a row on the losing side of things. What have been the biggest factors into that, and what are the things you really want to improve upon coming back here to the Sears Center tonight?
Obviously, we got to play better at home. We're 1-5 at home, having lost five in a row at home. So that's been a big point of emphasis is, you know, if turning things around, starting at home, having the right approach, having the right effort right out the gate. As far as, you know, losing four, you know, our defense has stayed pretty consistent. You know, we got to get better offensively. You know, we got to – shot making's been an issue. Obviously, the ability to get downhill, make plays, make .5 plays. We do it in stretches. We just haven't done it consistently enough for 48 minutes. We got to generate more easy baskets as well early in the possession. You know, so we've done a lot of good things defensively. We feel like Walt's really going to help us offensively, obviously, on, you know, very short practice time. I think he showed in his first game with us an ability to get downhill, get to the rim, generate some easy baskets for us, and also create open looks for his teammates. You know, he finished with 12 assists, and, you know, we were 7 of 34 from 3. I thought a lot of those were open. So hopefully we do a better job knocking down shots, and you'll see the impact he has on his team.
You know, you kind of were going into my next point there about Walt Lemon Jr. You guys just acquired him, and you mentioned he hasn't had much practice time with you guys, but did have one game in that loss against Long Island. Did he exceed your expectations with that short time with your guys going into that game against Long Island?
Well, I knew Walt was a very good player, having seen him a few times last year, so I was really excited to acquire him. He really shores up the point guard position for us, which has been an issue since Tyler Ulis went down. As far as exceeding my expectations, he definitely did. Just his ability to pick up on things very quickly. He's very smart. He sees the game at a cerebral level, so he's definitely exceeded my expectations. We're really excited to have him.
Now, going away from the guard point, Jakar Sampson led the way with 29 points in that loss against Long Island. I know he hasn't had a lot of games under his belt with you guys compared to some of your other players on your team, but what are some of the best values that he really does bring to your team?
Jakar is obviously he's a very good player. On top of it, he's a very easy to coach, very good teammate, brings a veteran presence a little bit with his different experiences. So it's awesome. I mean, when you get a guy that can really help you on the floor, but then also, you know, he enhances your culture. We feel really lucky to have Jakar, and he's just going to continue as he gets back in shape from his back injury. He's just going to continue to get better and better.
Now, with the matchup tonight here against the Canton Charge, you recently just saw them not too long ago at their building. It was a 101-91 loss that you guys had. It was a close game overall as it went back and forth. What are some of the big points of emphasis that you really want to stress on to get some revenge against Canton and get back to your winning ways here tonight?
Obviously, they're a high steel team. Last time we played them, we went into the game, talking about them being second in the league in steals. They force a lot of turnovers. We went on the road in their building and turned it over 20 times. And for us, everything really starts with our ability to take care of the ball. Obviously, it's the worst possession you can have offensively because there's zero shot of getting a, no shots on goal, no points. And then it also, it's, two-part because it also sacrifices your transition defense. So you're not scoring and you're giving them opportunities to score easily because it's hard to transition off a turnover. So that's the big point of emphasis is we got to do a better job taking care of the ball. We know who these guys are. They're a heavy steel, swarm, swipe team. We can't play in a crowd. We got to make simple plays when they're there, and we got to be tougher with the ball. I thought, we did a lot of good things against them. I believe we were up one going into the fourth. In the fourth quarter, they really imposed their will on us. So it's going to take 48 minutes. They're a very good transition team. They really push. Doesn't matter after makes, misses. They're looking to fly it up. So we got to, we got to eliminate easy baskets in the first 7-8 seconds of the shot clock. And from there, we feel pretty good about, getting our defense set.
Now, this is the first of a back-to-back that you guys are going to have. Tonight here is Dog Night at the Sears Center Arena. Now, is the Henry family dog making an appearance here at the arena tonight?
It's to be determined. the dog did not travel with me this morning, so it will depend on my wife's mood a little bit, maybe how well-behaved he is when she gets home to let him out for his walk. But it'll be pretty cool if I do see him. So he's Bubba, he's three, he's Bubba the Bichon, so he's a good one. It'll be fun to see all the dogs in the crowd.
And then we'll see also if Bubba the Bichon will root you guys on when you guys take on the Canton Charge at the top of the 7 o'clock hour. As always, Coach, thanks for the time.
Awesome. Appreciate you.
All right, we'll continue with the Windy City Bulls pregame show next here on SportstownChicago.com.
Get into the holiday spirit with Windy City Bulls basketball on the Be On Air Network. Deck the halls with high-flying dunks, three-pointers, and block shots. Stuff your stockings with two Windy City games on Friday, December 14th versus Canton and Saturday, December 15th versus Capital City.
Hi, everybody. I'm Candy Gomez here at the Illinois Media School in Lombard. I am one of the newest people to join the staff here. I am a student advisor. I bring all my expertise, my years from B96 Radio, WGN, Chicago Sky, Kiss FM. I bring all that here and I talk to the kids, students of all ages, of all backgrounds, and let them know what radio is like and just working in the media, too. I'm Candy Gomez from Kiss FM and I am IMS.
Sports now Chicago.com.
Back with you here on the Windy City Bulls pregame show, only on SportsTownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Radio Network as we're getting you set for tip-off. Their Windy City Bulls taking on the Canton Charge, who come in tonight winning three games in a row, 4-1 in their last five. As we continue on here courtside at the Sears Center Arena, taking up the tip-off before we send it over to Derek Tate and Jonathan. I got my guys to my left, and Fidel Dominguez, one of our sideline reporters, joining me here for the pre-half and post, and as always joined by the color commentator for Facebook Live, Embassy Sports Chicago, and Chris Ross. Hello, gentlemen.
How's it going, Ryan?
It was good, Ryan. How you doing today, man?
Gentlemen, it's always a pleasure to share the microphones and headsets with you here tonight. Fidel, I'm going to start with you. This team is 5-12 in Windy City, losing four in a row, and things have not looked good in the last week and a half for this team.
Yeah, you're right. And with the acquired Walter Lennon Jr. in the trade, if he could do his job, if he does his job today in that trade, I think we could start turning this season around real quick.
Yeah, and trying to turn things around, it's kind of a good point where I'm going to turn things over now to Chris and that side of it. If Chris, he just mentioned it. Fidel was saying Walt Lemon Jr., one of the new acquisitions, 18 points, 12 assists in that loss at Long Island just a couple of nights ago. And he really kind of brings you that ball facilitator that really Windy City hasn't had a true one of at the guard spot. And in his first game with Windy City, he led the team out on the floor with over 36 minutes played along with Jakar Sampson.
Yeah, not only that, Walter Lemon also, he gives him another dimension on the offensive end. He's another guy that can score the basketball. He's a guy that can get to the rim. He's very good with his ability to get to the rim. This is a local area product. Attended Julian High School over on the south side of Chicago. For, you know, those of you familiar with the Chicagoland area, the city itself, 103rd and Vincennes over there on at Julian High School. But this is a guy that in high school averaged 19.6 assists his senior year at Julian. This is a guy that has been huge so far in the G League, averaging 23 points a game this season, also 5 assists. So he's a guy that gives you a lot of different looks. He can create his own shot and can create for others.
Now, Fidel, I know there's some nuggets here about Windy City and how they fare in December. Why don't you share those with us?
So far in December, all time, they're 6-17, including this year, they're 0-4 this month.
Yeah, that's not a nugget, Chris, that you really want to have, you know, not be in your favor, because this team, you know, they're 5-12 right now, losing 4 in a row as our referees come by and give our usual handshakes and hello. This is one of the best times when you're on air and you have, like, the...
It's a ritual.
The ritual, and you kind of get caught off guard. I enjoy it personally, though, but nevertheless, as we continue on, this team, 5-12, but they're 1-5 at home, Chris, and they have not had much cooking since opening night against the Lakeland Magic, which... They dominated that opening game, 96-71. But we haven't seen that same kind of flair since opening night here at the Sears Center when they took on Lakeland.
Yeah, the Windy City Bulls, they're a weird team. They're 1-5 at home, as you've mentioned. But also another thing working against them is they're a team that's 2-7 this season playing on one day of rest. And guess what they're playing on today? One day of rest. Having played against Long Island on Wednesday. They just haven't quite figured it out here at the Sears Center. I'm not sure what that is exactly, but here's a chance now for them to try to get comfortable with having this back-to-back. You have Canton tonight. You have Capital City coming in tomorrow. So here's a chance to try to get some home cooking and give the home fans some holiday cheer here as they get ready to go into the G League Showcase next week.
Yeah, you mentioned the one day's rest. We're going to be talking tomorrow. They're going to be on no day's rest because we have the immediate back-to-back when the Capital City Go-Go come to town. We'll talk about that matchup, obviously, in our postgame show when we end our things here tonight at the Sears Center. But you just brought up just consistency and just getting stuff going together as a whole. That kind of really says it all for how Jakar Sampson has been in his role back with Windy City. In that loss, which was a 103-89 loss just a couple of nights ago, Jakar Sampson on 12 of 21 shooting, 1 of 6 of downtown, however, 29 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists. Before the Lemon Jr. acquisition, he was really their only true consistent offensive weapon over the last couple of weeks or so that we've really seen from Windy City. Because we look at the guard play, it's always been a rotating backcourt, and Michael Mulder really hasn't gotten his groove going, especially from the perimeter.
Yeah, Michael Mulder, he's more of a guy that you see shooting the ball. I think when it comes to the backcourt, Riley Alkins has been the guy that has anchored the Bulls as far as their scoring at the guard position. But we talk about Jakar Sampson. Jakar Sampson, in his 3 games back from injury, looks like he's finally getting his legs underneath him, averaging 22 points and 7 rebounds, shooting 60% from the field. And in the last game against Canton on last Saturday, he had a very good game against them. Unfortunately for the Bulls, Canton started keying on him. And it was like no one else really came to help him as far as putting points into the basket. And that allowed Canton to key on Jakar Sampson, as I mentioned. But one thing that Jakar Sampson should know that he should be very confident about is that he had no problem going at Emmanuel Terry. Emmanuel Terry considerably struggled trying to guard him out around the elbow whenever he faced up. So there's something. Jakar Sampson may have a mental edge, but for the Bulls, they're going to need guys to step up and provide points elsewhere.
Yeah, let's begin to flip over to the other side of the coin here in this matchup. A Canton Charge team, 7-6, leading the Central. Not very often that is a team that's one game above 500 is going to lead the division. So that still tells you, you know, where things are with Windy City in the Central Division standings and in the Eastern Conference as well, as the Windy City Bulls are now taking the floor and the crowd gets loud around the arena for them. But going on to my point here about the Canton Charge, in that matchup, they had 7 guys score at least 12 points. And I actually have an exclusive conversation that I had the pleasure of speaking to Scott Zarilla, the radio voice of the Canton Charge. You'll hear it in just a little bit. But this is a Canton Charge team who defensively comes in top 5 in points allowed, top 10 with field goal defense, and top 3 in three-point defense. This team may not be the best shooting team, Fidel, but this is one that can really anchor down on defense that can create their offense.
Yeah, absolutely. And that would be one of the problems in tonight's game for Windy City if they can't get the ball going in the hoop.
We'll continue our conversation about the Canton Charge and get some keys to a Windy City Bulls victory on this other side of the timeout. And we'll get the thoughts of Scott Zarilla of 99.7 FM and the Canton Charge Mobile Network next here on your home for Windy City Bulls basketball as the pregame show continues on SportsTownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Rob Rose, and I'm one of the instructors here at Illinois Media School. I've been teaching here at the school since 2010, as a matter of fact, between Lombard and Chicago campuses. This is definitely the place to come. It's going to prepare you for absolutely everything that you need to know about the broadcast industry. We're talking radio, television, web, podcasting, absolutely everything. Get in touch with the school and take advantage of it. Make it your career. Do it now. I'm Rob Rose, Knights on 100.3 WSHE in Chicago, and I am IMS.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting is now the Illinois Media School. We've been an institution in the Chicagoland area now for 30 years. Because the broadcasting world is always changing, so are we. Not only are we teaching radio and television production, but now you can learn all aspects of the media industry, like web design. You can also specialize in TV or film, sports broadcasting, and even sales. No matter where you are in the Chicagoland area, we have a campus near you. So come check us out. The Illinois Media School. Be on TV, be on radio, be on air.com.
If you rack them up, we'll cover the breaks. On SportsTownChicago.com.
Here joined on the Windy City Bulls pregame show on SportsTownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls radio network. Joined by the voice of the Canton Charge of 99.7 FM and the Canton Charge mobile app, Scott Zarilla, who covers his team in depth. And Scott, thank you for joining me here. First of all, courtside here at the Sears Center Arena. Canton Charge 7-6. Yes, they're one game above 500, but this is a team in the last three games that have really started to hit their stride, not just offensively, and it's been a testament for them so far this season, their defense too.
Well, I'll tell you what, Ryan, that's really what's carried the team. When you look at them and you look at the names, there's a lot of talent, but really what has set them apart is the fact that they're among the league leaders in points against, field goal percentage against, three-point percentage against. They lead the league in forced turnovers. They're very low in committing turnovers. And part of that is because of the versatility that they have, especially within the perimeter guys. You're going to see and hear Kobe Simmons and Levi Randolph and Scoochie Smith and guys like that that are very interchangeable out on the perimeter defensively. And I just think that, you know, when you have guys that can do so many different things against so many different players, it just really tends to lead to a much better defensive team, and I think that's what they've been doing.
And for this Canton Charge team, they're essentially finishing a quote-unquote home-and-home. I know it's an eight-day difference from the last time they saw the Windy City Bulls when Windy City came to your side of things over in Ken, where the Charge defeated the Bulls 101-91. In that game not too long ago, Scott, what were the big things that you saw Canton really take advantage of in that 10-point victory over Windy City?
I'll tell you, I don't know that they really took advantage of anything. I know one thing that they did do was Jakar Sampson got up to a great start through the better part of the ball game, and he finished with a good game, but I know that he just wasn't, and I'm not smart enough by any stretch to tell you what the Charge actually did, but they just kind of minimized him a little bit, and I just think that they improved the defensive intensity a little bit more. They got out and they ran more. A lot of times the Charge, they have a tendency to want to sit, and you know as well as anybody that the leagues, both of them, are more up-tempo. You want to get out and you want to get easy baskets, and the Charge were able to get out, get a lot more easy baskets. They were down 7, I believe, late in the third quarter. They made a late run to tie the ball game. Going into the fourth, I think they just took that momentum into the final 12 minutes and just played better.
Special thank you once again to Scott Zarilla, the voice of the Canton Charge on 99.7 FM and the Canton Charge mobile network, for joining me before tonight's game. And you can hear my full interview with Scott on tonight's matchup against the Canton Charge later on as a podcast on sportstownchicago.com/Windy City Bulls. The full interview will be up there along with our game coverage and pre-half and post-game show as we continue on. Before we send it over to Derek Tate and Jonathan, as always, I'm Ryan Fay. Alongside me to my left, Fidel Dominguez, as we're getting set for Windy City Bulls basketball on sportstownchicago.com and the Windy City Bulls radio network. And Chris will give his keys to a Bulls win here in just a moment. But as he comes back, as he takes his bathroom break right now, unfortunately, for, you know, those TV guys are just unbelievable with how they take their breaks. Fidel, since you stayed here, you are committed to the cause. What are your keys to a Bulls victory here tonight?
My key is to take care of the ball right away, because you heard in Charlie Henry's interview that they had 20 turnovers in the last game. If they limit the turnovers, I believe it will set up the offense. And actually, that's my second key, is get the three-point shot going right away, because in the last game against Long Island, they didn't get it going right away. They were 0-for-6 in the start of the game.
All right, so now that he's back from his bathroom break, so that way he doesn't have to complain anymore, the one and only Chris Rouse is back. Hello, Christopher. So what are your keys to a Bulls victory since you've emptied out everything and you're good to go?
Bathroom break. I just went to powder my nose. I don't know what you're talking about. Got to look good for TV.
You may need some more powder then, my friend.
But my keys for this ball game, first off, for the Bulls, you got to stay united in this ball game. When they took on Canton, I thought that was a very winnable game for the Bulls last time they played Canton. They ended up losing by 10 points. But what happened for the Bulls was Jakarr Sampson was pretty much the entire offense for the Bulls. Unfortunately, no one else came to his aid, and Canton was able to key on him, and they were able to shut him down. On the defensive end, Bulls got to protect their paint. This is a Canton team. 52% of their points this season have come in the paint. They're a team that averages 56 points in the paint per game. That's 56 of 106 that they average per game, per night, I should say. So that's something the Bulls are going to have to definitely cut down, protect their paint. They're going to have to stay united on offense and mentally embrace the grind. They want to make this one a dirty, grinded-out basketball game. These are two very good defensive teams. This is a game that I think the Bulls, the style of play should definitely favor the Bulls, because you're talking about two defensive teams that want to lock each other down. And the Bulls have played very well against teams that like to play that style of basketball. And also, Canton, you want to keep Canton under 100. This is a team that four of their six losses this season, they've been held under 100 points.
Yeah, and I'm going to give you guys a couple keys as well before we send it over to Derek, Tate, and Jonathan. My first key is, and I know this may sound like a weird term, steal one. And by that I mean get active with your hands defensively and steal the ball. Play against Canton and fight fire with fire. The Canton Charge come into tonight's action first in the G League at just over 11 steals a game. And my second key, and this is in honor of Andy Mazur, who's under the weather tonight and is not here with us on our broadcast for TV or radio, score at least one more point than your opponent, because 99.9% of the time you will come out as the victor.
99.9. I thought that was 100.
It rounds up. But nevertheless, Chris, as always, have a good call on the TV broadcast. Yes, I will see you back at halftime, Fidel. I will see you back as well for the halftime and post-game show.
All right,
so the game call between your Canton Charge, I should say your Windy City Bulls, taking on the Canton Charge on the other side of this timeout with Derek Tate and Jonathan Hood next on your home for Windy City Bulls basketball, SportsTownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Radio Network.